a close game today, Matt, but ultimately losing at Stacey Fowle 3-1.
Yeah, Boxing Day, a fantastic result. We deserve to win there. Today, I think we deserve more out of the game. It was unfortunate that we were on the wrong side of the result, but they changed their system. They were scared of us, I think, after the result on Boxing Day. They came here and played a different system, which is all credit to our boys. But at the end of the day, I think we deserve more out of that game. If not a draw, definitely. We deserve something.
So it's going to take a special goal to get things going, and Adam Roscoe delivered.
Fantastic. Yeah, you know, to go in front, and then against the run of play, they equalised, and then again against the run of play, they got the second goal. Then we threw everything at them. I mean, the score doesn't reflect the game at the end of the day. We were a better team than they were, and they're top of the table. They're throwing the money around, but they are top of the table, and I think a lot of teams will show courage that we've beaten them at their place. And for me, we were better than them today. We weren't on the right side of the result, but it shows that this league is wide open. There's still 20 games to go. There's still half the season to go. I said in there, Newcastle were 12 points clear in the Premier League, and didn't end up winning it. I think they finished second or third. There's still a long way to go in this league, and I think that we showed again today how strong we are, and if we can keep performing like we are and have been, we'll be up there.
The goals conceded, were they preventable from your point of view? Or?
Preventable, but we're throwing numbers forward. We're trying to get the equaliser. The first goal maybe, yes, because we're ahead, but the second and the third, obviously the third definitely, because we're throwing men forward. We're light at the back because we're trying to get back into the game. But yes, preventable, but on balance of play, we deserve more out of that game.
Which the main talking point as well in the second half will be Marcus Carver and the horrific injury he suffered. Any news on him? Or?
Well, no, he's gone to hospital. It doesn't rain, it hailstorm, you know what I mean? We've got Jason Walker, who's had to come off in the game. He wasn't able to play today. And now Marcus Carver's picked up an injury. We'll have to assess that one. We're paper thin up top, but that's football. You know, we'll have to address it and see what we can do.
You brought John Coffey in, though. Gave a good account of himself.
Gave a great account of himself, and hopefully he'll be a good addition. We've got him for the month, so hopefully he'll stand up and score goals for us.
Like I said, we can't be too disappointed, though, can we? I mean, the lads give it everything yet again. Thought we said something at the end of the game.
No, I thought we were better than them. Yes, I have no criticism. I'll only have a criticism if people don't give me 100%, and the lads give me more than that. They give me everything, and they did again today, and so I can't grumble with them. We didn't deserve to lose that game. Worst case, we deserved a draw, but the lads give everything for me. They did again today, and we weren't on the right side of the result.
Three massive away games now, starting at Brackley next week, put things right.
Huge games, massive games, and we'll go there. We'll go to Brackley, who are an informed team. They came here and they showed a good account of themselves. They're a strong team, and hopefully we'll go there and give a good account of ourselves. And if we keep playing the way that we've been playing, hopefully we'll be on the right side of the result.